Hey everyone, my name is Sarah Magdalena Love, and I've been kindly asked by Jen to speak about my business and my mission today. So I run two different businesses. One is an agency for online marketing and web design. And in that business, it's my mission to help female entrepreneurs to build really beautiful while converting websites. And that also includes finding their voices, writing really beautiful copy, making sense of all the tech options, and creating a brand that feels authentic and beautiful. So I'm quite a geeky person. I really enjoy figuring out WordPress problems and, tech solutions, but I'm also very much a heart-centered entrepreneur. So I really enjoy holding people's hands while they're figuring out where they're going with their website and what their vision is, and really developing a visual language for them that feels authentic and true and not like they have to, fake it or be someone that they're not. So yeah, I'm really passionate about this work, and I have been super lucky to work with really, really beautiful people. The second business that I run, which is a little bit younger, is called Daydreaming Wolves, and that is all about self-healing and magic. So I'm really interested in helping people find self-care rituals and folk herbalism recipes, and working with the tarot. So that's helping people on many levels, but I think the bottom line that I would love to achieve with that business is really helping people fall in love with themselves. Sounds lofty, but I've always been a believer in self-love being the beginning and the end. And I think it's something that's also affecting our businesses in so many ways. And so I'm really, really passionate about that as well. A really cool question that came up was, how long did it take to reach important business milestones? So my business beginning is perhaps a little bit different. I did an MA in creative media, which I graduated from in 2014. And in the years prior to that, I was a freelancer for various online marketing companies. And before that, I had been employed as an HR manager. So I know the employment life, and I knew it wasn't for me. And after my MA, I just kept freelancing a little bit longer to kind of find my foot and get really clear on the kind of business that I wanted to start. I did B school in the spring of 2015, and I went into it really not having enough clarity about who my audience is and what exactly I wanted to offer. But in B school, I remembered how I had always been, doing web design. I had been blogging for 15 years at that point because I started as a teenager and had this real love for design and the MA under my belt. And it suddenly all made sense, and I couldn't believe how long it took me, to get to this point. But that's life, I guess. So it took me about 6 months to become fully booked and to really replace my previous income. And I didn't have a day job at the time. I just completed some freelancing projects where I was doing some copywriting and translations. I'm German, so I have been translating web copy from English to German and have advised on content strategy. That was what I was doing at the time. So it felt like a really great kind of very, very soft transition. And when I say it took me 6 months to be fully booked, by that I mean, it didn't mean that I was having, 40 billable hours per month. And I think that was a really important mindset shift for me as well, to realize that I don't actually want to sell all my time because that's just going to be exhausting and it's not scalable. So this is clearly not where my business is going. But what I mean by that is that I felt really satisfied. I had ongoing projects, and I had a couple of retainers where people booked a set amount of hours per month to work with me, so I was supporting their projects on an ongoing basis, and I made an okay income, and I had some money to reinvest into my business to buy software, do some courses that I felt really were helpful to me. Although I have also done some that weren't actually that helpful, and I think that's another subject, course overwhelm for entrepreneurs. And then I started about 8 months into my business, I started developing my first digital product, which is a do-it-yourself WordPress course and a branding with Canva course. And So this is quite a while now, but this first kind of evolution of that course was really different than what it is now. And I just gave it my best shot, you know, and I think that this early version was definitely valuable. It just didn't look as good or didn't have a professional enough setup, I would say, today. So I am now on kind of the third evolution of that course, and I switched to Teachable, and yeah, so that it's running a lot more beautifully and smoothly, and that's been a really interesting journey. With my other business, Daydreaming Wolves, I would say that it's a much more recent development, and it has really been slowly growing out of 15 years of writing. When I realized that my web design and online marketing business really took off, I still had a couple of personal pieces on that blog for this company, and I didn't want to let go of them completely. You know, I had always really, really loved writing, but I just realized that people came to that website because they expected advice on online marketing and social media strategy and web design, and these personal pieces were just not in the right place anymore. So I split up this other blog, Daydreaming Wolves, and put all my personal writing there, developed that further, started a podcast for that blog as well. And yeah, it has kind of grown organically from there, but it is also still my side hustle. So I definitely pay more attention and give more energy to the web design business right now. And then I was asked to tell you a little bit about my startup scares, and were there any moments where I was seriously contemplating quitting? That's such an interesting question, and I kind of surprised myself with my answer, because even though there's definitely been times where I was absolutely terrified and couldn't sleep, like really couldn't fall asleep because I didn't have the next project lined up and I didn't really know, you know, how I'm gonna pay my rent next month, I never really considered quitting. And I think there's many reasons for that, but I think the main reason was that I had these experiences of being a full-time employed HR manager while studying for my first degree, and just really feeling so burnt out and depressed and disconnected from my body and from myself. I think that I was fearing the going back to employment much more than the continuous struggle that, you know, running this business might have been. And actually, my worst fears never really came true. So that's a really beautiful thing that I want to pass on as well. Something that has really helped me in those moments was sitting down and writing down what my worst case scenario fears actually were. And that just kind of took the anxiety down a notch, I think, and it just made it easier to not give up. Yeah. The next question I was asked was, did I ever fail or make a substantial mistake in my business or organization, or were there any serious challenges? And yeah, there were plenty of serious challenges. I think my main mistake, or what I kind of perceive as a mistake now, was really trying to be everything to everyone in the beginning. Because I had such a, you know, I had a real need to make money and to pay my bills. So I kind of often found myself in a position where I felt like I couldn't say no to any projects or client requests. I really thought I had to say yes if someone offered to pay me for almost anything related to web design. And very often it's taken me much longer. So I would have given a quote for a certain amount of money or time that they would need from me. And it then turned out that it took a lot longer. I miscalculated because I didn't know the software. And I now decided a little bit further, about 7 months into my business, I decided to only work with WordPress sites that are built with Divi, because I absolutely adore this theme. I use it for all my projects, and I strongly recommend that people look into it, because I think it's just fantastic. It really is super flexible. You can design all kinds of layouts with it. It's not a template where you just add a pop of color and some text in. You can really start from scratch, but you can also work with amazing templates that they're offering, and the functionality is just great. It can grow with you. You can add you know, online courses and a shop functionality, all kinds of different beautiful things. So I often help people transition from an old WordPress theme that they have set up themselves and really kind of either transfer that to Divi or start from scratch with a completely new design. And that was a big learning, to say no to projects that I know someone else could handle better because it's a custom theme, for example. Or just really sticking with this one theme and becoming an expert with it. I now know Divi by heart and I know why it works and why it's fantastic. And so I don't even spend that much time looking into other themes anymore. And I really found my niche that way. So I'm so glad I did that. What was the most impactful action I've ever taken to reach my business goals? That's an interesting one as well, because I think goals are such an individual thing, really. And in the beginning, I kind of copied everyone else's goals. I wanted to make six figures and I wanted to be really independent. I thought I was going to want to have my own team, which I really realized I don't. I do hire support sometimes, but I actually really enjoy being a very lightweight business where I don't have to manage a team on a daily basis. That feels really beautiful and relaxing to me. But I think the most important action I've ever taken was to start a podcast and to realize that success can really be measured by how much fun it is and how much fun I'm having. You know, there's so much beautiful advice out there. And I think especially when you're starting out, that is really helpful. But I had a lot of ideas of things that I should do that weren't actually working for me. So for example, I thought I should publish a new written blog post every week. And starting my podcast just made me realize like how much I absolutely adore having conversations with beautiful, like-minded people and how much easier I find it to produce audio content as well. And that kind of really made me reconsider other elements of my business as well. For example, how I did my bookkeeping. And everything is now a lot more colorful and easy and fun for me. And I find myself being more productive and more creative and more courageous as well. So the podcast was kind of the gateway into that way of looking into business decisions. And that was really helpful. What would I tell my younger or earlier self? Do I have any pieces of advice? Yes, definitely. I would say it's absolutely okay to be scared. That's human. But you have to do it anyway. Really think about where your comfort zone is and what kind of security you're willing to give up and what risk you're willing to take. And that's, again, a totally individual decision, I think. It's totally valid to say, you know what, I just want really predictable working hours and I want a stable, secure income and health insurance, and that's going to make me happy and give me peace, and that's fine. And it's also totally fine to say, you know what, I can't work for someone else anymore, and I know I'm taking a big risk here and I might be losing a couple of things that have been really comforting, but I'm willing to take that risk and that's cool. What is the best advice I've ever received about pursuing my vision? Really to start before I'm feeling ready, because I just know myself, if I wait until I'm absolutely feeling ready in every aspect of a project, it's just never going to happen. I started a podcast when I had a really wonky intro from Fiverr and I didn't know how to record my own. I started, you know, building my first WordPress website with no formal training. I just really, really wanted to learn how to do it. And that's fine. You know, I think it's really beautiful to be authentic and honest about starting before you're ready, because you're giving permission to other people who might feel they're not ready either. And in sharing imperfect stuff, you're just also inspiring other people who might be a bit put off by things that feel too perfect or shiny or excellent to them. And it doesn't mean that you're not putting out your best self. It just means that you're admitting that we're human and that it feels quite hard to feel ready for really big, brave, beautiful things. But it's great to do them anyway. The next question was, has having a success in my business or organization ever really changed me? And if yes, in what ways? Yeah, it has changed me in some ways. I do think that I'm more relaxed, I'm more generous and abundant in my life, especially in comparison to what I was like when I was employed. So These years of working full-time and studying full-time at the same time, I was just not a great friend or a great family member. I wasn't around very much. I was distracted. I was always on my phone. I didn't even really have hobbies. I didn't sleep enough. I didn't eat well. So I would say, yeah, I'm quite a different person, and I'm thinking a lot more consciously about my choices and the privileges and responsibilities that I have in my life. How do I create, innovate, or break rules in my business or in my life? That's also an interesting one. So I think number one would be is that I don't always listen to all advice that makes sense or is out there, because what makes sense to many people doesn't necessarily have to make sense to me. So for example, I don't have a fixed publishing schedule, not for my blog posts, not for my podcast, and not for my newsletters. And many people will rightly tell you that it's really important to be consistent, and I actually really agree to some extent. But I also found that when I was pushing myself to put out a blog post every week, send a newsletter every Tuesday, and so forth, I was sometimes coming out with content that wasn't actually to the standard that I would like it to be. And it felt stressful, and I think that really came across. And so now I'm writing, I'm really tuning into a bunch of Facebook groups to see what questions and problems come up for people. And I will write blog posts and how-to guides for them specifically when the time is right. So I am consistent, and in the beginning of my business, I've definitely had months where I didn't put any good content out. These days are gone, and I think that's really not a good example of how to do it either. But these days I'm posting regularly and I'm sending regular newsletters, but only if I have something really important to say. And the same is true for my podcast. That just feels so much more spacious and beautiful and relaxing to me. I'm not under pressure, but I am connecting with my audience frequently. So I kind of found my balance with that, but it's not something that everyone would do. And the last question was, tell us about your most successful launch. What was it for, and what really moved the needle for you to make it a success? So what moved the needle for me was really stepping up my technology and automation. What I've launched most recently was an upgraded version of my do-it-yourself WordPress web design and branding with Canva courses. And I had initially bought much more expensive software actually that I thought would give my clients this really great, beautiful user experience. I thought it would be beautifully branded and, you know, to a really high technical standard. But I realized that while it was fun to build and I was able to do it, I actually enjoy a simpler version much more. And I also think that it's easier for people to handle. It's accessible from all kinds of different devices. People can track their progress. I have an affiliate network. And so it just made everything so much easier. I switched to Teachable, and I also invested in Zapier to automate a couple of things. And I'm now with ConvertKit for my newsletters. So I have actually kind of downgraded that software because I had a more expensive setup before that. But I really realized that ConvertKit, Zapier, and Teachable is kind of my dream team for launching anything digitally. And so that for me made it a success. And then also reaching out and making more time for interviews. So as an introvert, that wasn't something that necessarily came natural to me. I was writing a lot of content around what I was offering, and I was really utilizing my social media following. But for this launch, I also really made some space to give interviews and to reach out and to invite people to become an affiliate for my courses. So that really made a really big difference for me. And finally, if I have to choose between Stevie Wonder and the Beatles, then I would choose Stevie Wonder. Please don't hate me. If you've got any questions at all, I want to reach out. I would really appreciate that. And I'm totally here if you've got any questions. Have a beautiful day.